Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Here we go on another thrilling adventure with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Let's say you and the gang are out in the woods having a wiener roast. You're seated around your campfire toasting wieners and marshmallows, having a wonderful time. And when you're ready to go home, do you go away and leave that campfire of yours burning? No, not you. Because you know that nice campfire of yours might get to burning like crazy after you leave. Might even start a forest fire. So you pour lots of water on your campfire. Then you stir up the fire and pour on more water. You make sure that every spark is out before you go home. Which is the thing to do, of course. Because then there's no danger of a forest fire getting started. A forest fire is a pretty terrible thing, you know. Can burn thousands of trees, valuable timber that is needed for building houses, making paper, and many other things. That's why it's so important for you and me to do all we can to help prevent forest fires. So when you're out in the woods, be extra careful with fire, won't you? Don't build a campfire any place unless the law says it's okay. And when you do build a fire, be sure to douse it with water when you leave. Remember, only you can prevent that forest fire. The new Scientific Bureau of Investigation is now in operation. This modern department, headed by Vic Hardy, is dedicated to the prevention of crime. Employing the latest developments of the world of science, Vic and Jack Armstrong hope to show the futility of attempting transgressions against society. The first case given to the Bureau is a mysterious smuggling operation. A man who has been dubbed the Border Phantom has found a new means of getting contraband into the country. It's up to our friends to solve this case, capture the criminal, and expose his methods of operation so no one else will ever try it again. Jack Armstrong and his friends do not know that their dangerous assignment will lead them back to the Boland and Bond Circus, to Lady Thunder and all of the rest. Yes, they're going to find thrills and excitement that they don't expect at this moment as they fly toward El Paso, Texas, to pick up the trail of the notorious Border Phantom.
You awake?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jack, I'm asleep. I mean, sure, I'm awake.
That's a lot, Billy. Betty's taking a snooze.
I'm awake, Jack.
Well, don't accuse me of being asleep.
You've all been so quiet, I thought I was the only one wide awake.
What did you want of me, Jack?
Well, Billy, Vic and I were discussing this Border Phantom, planning our campaign.
Yeah? And what did you want me to do?
Well, we're not exactly sure what we want you or Betty to do until we get the lay of the land. But there's something we don't want you to do. Talk.
Gee whiz, Jack.
It's a good thing you warned him, Jack. Ever since he got that SBI badge, he's been flashing it like a kid playing cops and robbers.
Oh, what are you talking about? I just showed it that policeman at the last airport.
The only time you need to show that, Billy, is when someone challenges your authority.
Okay, Vic.
I don't mean that I think you'll be indiscreet, Billy. It's just that Vic and I believe that our part in this case must be kept completely secret.
All right, Jack, I didn't understand. I have a theory on the case, Jack.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. He could send the dope over in a radio-controlled rocket.
We discarded that theory, Billy. Rockets can be seen for miles.
Oh, yeah, I should have known you'd think of it. And you don't think he flies across the border himself?
Not unless he has some place to hide his plane in both countries. Don't forget, Billy, the Border Patrol's been policing that entire section.
Yeah, that's right.
We may get some more information at our office in El Paso. We should be arriving there soon.
There it is, right ahead.
Where, Jack? Oh, yes. My, it's bigger than I thought it was.
Everything in Texas is big, Betty.
I'm glad we're arriving at this time of the day. We'll be able to see everything.
You'll like El Paso, Betty. Fine people down here. The city has a lot of interesting tradition.
What's the population, Vic?
Over 100,000, Billy.
Gee whiz, that big?
Everything's big in Texas, Billy.
Oh.
Will we fly over the city to get to the airport, Jack?
Yeah, but we'll have to get up a little higher. Won't be able to see very much, Betty. I better take her up now.
Hey, look, off there to the east. What's that?
Billy, can't you be specific? What are you looking at?
Oh, it's a tent. Big tent. Yeah, I'll bet that's what it is.
Where? Where are you looking? Well, of course it's a tent. Circus is probably in town.
A circus? Hey, boy, Vic, do you think they'll have... No, I suppose we won't have. Okay, just an idea.
We may have time, Billy.
Say, I'm getting kind of weary. This last hop's been a long one.
It'll be over in a few minutes, Vic. Doesn't seem to be much traffic in the air today. We may be able to land as soon as we get to the airport.
Vic, do you want me to go to headquarters with you and the boys?
Yeah, you'd better, Betty. You may have to take some notes.
I hope they have enough information so I can get away in a few days. Inspector Montrose said he had a lot of things to talk over with me.
Hate to think of working on a case without you, Vic.
No. No, it couldn't be.
What are you mumbling about, Billy?
Nothing. I thought I saw something.
Believe me, Jack, when I say I'd rather be out on the chase than back there in that office. But Montrose said I could run the department as I saw fit, and I'll make sure that I'm with you on plenty of cases.
But the more you look at it, the more it looks like it. No, it couldn't be.
What in the world are you talking about, Billy?
Nothing, Betty. Just looking up there in the skies ahead.
Up where?
Well, I'm sure that if you get us started on this case, we'll be able to carry on, Vic. All right, fasten your seatbelts. I'm going to circle the field once. It looks as though it's all clear. I'll contact the tower when we get to the far end.
You see what I mean, Betty?
Yes, I do, Billy.
Jack told you two to fasten your seatbelts. What are you looking at?
You tell him, Betty.
Vic, those flying saucers people have been seeing in the sky.
Yeah, Betty, what about them?
Do you want to see one, Vic?
Are you serious, Billy?
I think I am.
Oh, I see it too, Billy, so you must be right this time.
Where?
Right up there. See where I'm pointing?
About 15,000 feet above us, but straight ahead.
Level off, Jack.
If that isn't a flying saucer or a disc or whatever they call them.
It sure is. Look at it up there just as plain as day. See it, Jack?
I see something up there, yes. Can't make out what it is from here, though.
Come on, let's go up and find out what it is.
I say let well enough alone.
Oh, yes, I see what you're looking at. What do you make of that, Jack?
I don't know. Probably a strange cloud formation. I don't know what it is, Vic.
Come on, please, let's go up and see what it is. Gee whiz, we have plenty of gas, Jack. We're here way ahead of schedule.
Jack, you'll have to admit that looks like a saucer.
Yes, but...
Oh, come on, Jack.
All right, but don't be too disappointed if when you get up there, it dissolves into thin air.
That thing dissolve into thin air? Look at it, Jack. You can see it right in front of you.
Hold on, then. Here we go.
Boy, if we can just force it down so we can examine it and let everybody know what it really is.
My, it looks big, doesn't it?
Silvery gray. I'll bet it's made entirely of duralum.
Seems to be moving quite fast. What's your airspeed, Jack?
160, Vic.
You'll never catch that thing at this speed, Jack. Step it up, Jack. Step it up.
Don't forget we're climbing, Billy. There we are, full throttle.
Full throttle? We'll be doing about 400 when we level off. If we can't catch it, we can at least gauge its speed.
Now that's higher than you think it is, Billy. I'm not even sure that it's round. Most distant objects in the sky look round, you know.
But you'll have to admit it's shaped like a saucer, Jack.
It's disappeared. I don't see it now.
It went behind a cloud. You'll see it again in a minute or so.
Those clouds are moving pretty fast up there, doing a good 200 miles an hour. I don't know whether we'd better attempt to follow that thing or whatever it is. We may run into some bad weather.
Oh, come on, Jack. We've gone this far. We've flown through bad weather before. Gee whiz, just think if we can get some information on that flying disc. That'll be important.
All right, Billy, we'll fly after it for a few more miles, and then if we don't catch up with it, we're turning back.
What's your airspeed now, Jack?
250, Vic. You gotta level off now.
But, Jack, it's still above us. There it is. See it? See it?
Coming out from behind that cloud, Vic. Right where I'm pointing.
Yes, I see it. And it seems as far away as it was when we first spotted it.
Boy, that must really be traveling.
And the tailwind's pushing it along.
Do you think you can catch up to it, Jack?
Before I try, I'm going to get a look at it through the glasses. Take over the controls, Billy.
Okay, Jack. Gee, I wish we had some machine guns on this plane. They may give us a fright.
Hold the ship steady, Billy, till I get these glasses focused.
What is it, Jack? What do you see?
Can't make it out, Betty. Round or oval-shaped mass. So many clouds around it, No, I can't make it out.
No positive contour?
No, Vic, it looks almost like another cloud.
May I have the glasses, Jack?
Of course, Betty, here.
It's going again. Boy, I thought that was a lot of hooey about flying saucers. But we saw it with our own eyes.
We saw something shaped like a saucer. It may be the reflection from our plane, Billy.
Gee whiz, Jack, won't you even believe your own eyes?
Not until I'm positive they're actually looking at something, Billy.
Oh, I wish it would come out from behind the cloud so I could see it.
The control, Jack! Take over the control!
What happened?
It flew right into it. Right into a squall, and I'm afraid... Yes, I'm afraid we're in for a rough time. Tighten those belts. I'll see if I can get down below this storm.
Oh, dear, we're being tossed around like a feather. Jack, you don't think that flying saucer has anything to do with it?
No, of course not, Betty. We've just blown into the path of the storm. Where's that saucer now? Can you see it?
Boy, when that wind hit us, I wasn't even thinking of the saucer. Nowhere ahead now, Jack.
No, I can't see it, Jack.
You better try to get down on the ground, Jack.
I am trying to, Vic. I can't seem to find the bottom of this storm. I keep getting more and more elevation. I'm afraid to put any more strain on the wings and tail. Go down gradually.
Jack, what's happening? It's spinning around. Jack, catch the control. Oh, here? What's happening?
I'm trying to pull it out. Trying to get it out of the spin, Betty, but Charles don't seem to...
There. The wings are biting in now. The plane stopped spinning. Black as night out there, though.
What if we fly right into it, Jack?
Into what, Billy?
If the flying saucer, the disc, or whatever that thing is.
I'm not going to worry about that, Billy. I want to get out of this storm.
There, finally.
What? The artificial horizon was spinning around so fast, I didn't know if we were flying upside down or not.
What's your altitude, Jack?
12.5.
Hold on, we're getting it again.
Oh, dear, this is our fault. Yours and mine, Billy.
Want to say altimeter, say no, Jack.
Wait a second, Big, please. You tell him, Billy. This wind's really blowing.
11,000 and about 900, Vic.
Good for you, Jack. Try to get below it.
I am, Vic. I am. Not much control, though.
Oh, boy, if we plow right into it.
Forget about that, Billy.
Keep quiet, Billy.
Try a slow bank to the left, Jack.
I am, Vic. That's what I'm doing, trying to split down through it, but no.
There we go up again.
Have to give it the wind or it'll pull the wings off of her.
It's getting lighter ahead. I'll let you know if I see it again, Jack.
Quiet, Billy.
She may be etching out of the wing pattern. It is getting lighter. Now, taking us right back into the center of that wind again, and there's nothing I can do about her.
Why don't you nose it straight down, Jack? Take a chance.
Not that kind of a chance, Billy. We have some control over the plane now, but if I did that... Oh, hold on.
Oh, dear. I'll bet we dropped 500 feet that time.
Well, we're still in the storm. Try taking it down again, slowly.
Boy, if those flying saucers can even buck this kind of wind.
Billy.
Okay, Betty, okay, I'll keep quiet.
What's your altitude, Jack?
10,000, Vic.
We're dropping down through it, aren't we, Jack?
I hope so, Betty, I hope so. Look, I'm going to take a chance. Give it full throttle and try a long power down. But before I do, buckle on your parachutes. This is a treacherous wind.
Buckle on parachutes. Go ahead, Betty, go ahead.
I can take care of myself.
I need to buckle mine on. I'm watching for that flying saucer.
Forget about that, Billy. Do as Jack says.
Okay. There we are. I'm getting it, Betty.
Then ready to bail out if I shout jump.
Oh, dear.
Okay, Jack.
Give it the gun, Jack.
Wait till I can level it off. Wind keeps pushing me back toward the center of that storm mass. Getting it now. Almost level. Okay, here we go. If this wind turns, it'll tear the wings off. But we have to take that chance. We have to take that chance.
Down to 9,000, Jack. Down to 9,000.
The wind doesn't carry us back up. We'll make it. The pressure on these wings is terrific. Can't see where I'm going, but I think we're dropping.
8,500 feet, Jack. You're going to make it. You're going to make it.
Steady, Jack. Steady.
Been in a blow as bad as this before. Watch it. Watch it.
Gee, that took us up 200 feet, Jack.
I eased it off just in time. I'd have torn the wings off if I hadn't ridden with it.
Nice work, Jack.
Jack, ahead. Look ahead. There's another plane. The flying saucer.
That's not a flying saucer. Did you hear what I said, Billy? That is not a flying saucer. Hold on. I'm going to try to dive under it.
Oh, boy, how would you like to be up in that terrific wind trying to pull your plane out of the storm and then suddenly see another ship directly ahead of you? Jack said it was not a flying saucer. It wasn't one of those mysterious discs. What kind of a plane was that flying directly ahead of them? Will Jack be able to maneuver his plane to keep from crashing into the other one? I want to know the answers to those two questions, and so do you. So be sure, all of you, to listen in tomorrow to the next exciting episode of Jack Armstrong and the Phantom of the Sawdust Trail. This is Jack Brent, inviting you to be with me tomorrow for another thrilling adventure with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.